Kilo Echo 8, here's a Jaguar, right?
NADBF.
KFA BOT monitoring.
WATAP. KEA TFM.
Good morning, NHKF.
Good morning. I forgot who I'm talking to. I recognized the call, but I forgot who I'm talking to.
It's all good. So did I. Dave in West Bloomfield in the mobile. On the handheld at Telegraph and Maple, driving it to work, and can't wait for the day I get my mobile reinstalled.
Ah, very good. Yeah, this is Dave Yin. Yeah, I'm driving. I'm going to pick up my brother-in-law here and drive him somewhere, so I got to make a big circle through East Michigan here, but he's got to pick up a car this morning, so yeah, I'm going to pick up a coffee and then just scan the radio, kill some time.
Yeah, real fine, Dave. It'll be easy for us to remember each other's names. Well, you picked a good day for it. It's going to be sunny and clear. There's a little ice still in some of these parking lots here where I'm driving and at home, but by and large, good day. I got to run up to Lansing after this meeting, so I'll be on the road as well. So it should be a good, pleasant day for it.
Yeah, I only got about 15 more minutes of driving east with the sun in my eyes, so. But yeah, it looks like it's going to turn out to be a good day. Yeah, I had all kinds of ice in my driveway. I had to get all that salted in that this morning, so I'll be back in 1 minute, just ordering my coffee. KE8 TFM.
No, fine, I'll be here for a few and then I'm out, but give me a holler. Hey, take care.
KE8 TFM.
That's pretty good, and it definitely wasn't Starbucks in that short time window.
Nah, McDonald's coffee. That's the only place you can find on every corner. So what do you have to do with your installed mobile radio?
Well, the truth of the matter is I've been inactive. And I've got, I don't know, I probably have two mobiles and a couple of handhelds that are buried in a, I call it a closet, but it's a room at work that is so full of boxes of stuff that I haven't gone through. It's like the basement from hell, if you were at home. And I know I got some gear in there, but I haven't been on the air for a while, and I just thought I'd get a new radio, so I'm going to get, I think the Yaesu, I think it's a DMR500, install that in the car. And, yeah, so it'll be good when I get it in here. I'm borrowing my friend's HT right now, and if I get some time, maybe I'll dig through and pull those radios out and use them for something else, but, yeah, I almost lost my license. I I realized it was about to, my extra year, lapsed year of my license almost expired. I caught it, I think, on the last day or the second to last day and renewed it. So here I am. I'm back. And it's a cab.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I have an FTM 500, and so far I've been really, really happy with it. It's been a good radio. I got mine permanently installed in the truck, and I had to have my heater core replaced on my Ram. So while the dash and everything was out of the truck, I had the guy who did the heater core for me, I had him run the coax, and I got the NMO mount that goes behind the brake light, and I got it all nice and integrated. And yeah, so far it's been really good. I've been happy with it. No complaints.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that NMO mount with a brake light for the pickups. That is really cool. It's not going to be quite as easy for me. I got a Jeep Compass. So I think what I'm going to do is take the radio body and put it under the passenger seat. And then there's this really nice kind of, flexible pole, like a gooseneck, but a little bit stiffer that you can buy. And I think I'm going to mount that on the passenger seat bolt and then bring it up and put the radio head down there. My brother, lifelong ham, knew everything about everything and ham radio, and he said never install a radio up on top of your dash, which is, in this car would be perfect, but I think it'll be better this way. It'll get in the way a little bit, but I think it'll be nice, so I got a plan. But boy, when I saw a guy on a video installing that NMO mount with the brake light, that was pretty sexy.
Yeah, I mean, it's handy. It keeps everything out of the way. I think it's a little pricey, but you know, if you're into the hobby though and you use the gear, it makes things nice and convenient, you know. So I got sick of having the cup holder Ram mount with radio and cables all over the place and magnet mount on the truck, and I just like it integrated because it's there and it's not there, you know. You turn it off, you don't even know that it's in the truck. So that's cool. Yeah, well, that's cool. You got back in the hobby. Do you do any HF or VHF, UHF?
Now, yeah, when they got rid of the code, I never upgraded to the general. I need to do that. I would like to. You know, my brother, his call sign was NADNX. He was a ham among hams. I mean, he lived this thing. He and his close friends were a really hardcore, so I grew up with that. I think he got his license when he was 14, and so I grew up with all that, watching him, my older brother, do it all. So, no, maybe he's not with us anymore. Maybe it's a tribute to him. I should go fetch his call sign, but maybe it's a tribute to him. I'll go get my, do the upgrade. Now without the, you know, the code requirement, I should be able to get that done, one would, and he'd say, okay.
Yeah, I put off my general for quite a while, actually. Just, yeah, you get busy. I got three kids, so there's always something going on. But But I finally just buckled down, started reading the questions with PAM study, and it wasn't too bad. So I was able to get through that. I keep starting studying for the extra, and then things happen, and I put it to the side. So I haven't gotten through all that yet and took the test, but I want to try to do that here before spring rolls around. But yeah, I like the HF side. I'd probably say at least right now I'm on the POTA bandwagon, so I'm always going to different parks and setting up in that, and it's I enjoy that probably the most right now, at least so far, until I discover the next thing that I gotta get into. But yeah, the POTA activations at the state park, I enjoy doing those. So I've done quite a few here, and for the foreseeable future, that'll be how I spend my HF time.
Yeah, real nice. Yeah, to me, my brother never, like, it was on a schedule or anything for Nets, but a lot of our friends do that, and Chuck was pretty heavily into satellite for a while, and I mean, he did everything. His tower is, inverted D, little disc cone hanging off the side, big old set of beams up on top, and then he had his satellite antennas on the rotor, or on the another rotor, I think, on top of that, maybe, and those are really cool. He would take the satellite antennas and just point them at, like, some really distant repeaters every once in a while, and, with that antenna system had so much gain in it, it was great, but, it was fun growing up around all that and watching all that and kind of living through that with him, so... But, I got to go in a minute, but I'm glad to hear that you like the mobile. I especially like the fact that 500 has the speaker right in it. That's like for me, that's huge. And I assume you're using that little speaker on the bottom. And after this, I got a sign, but I'm really excited. I'll probably order the radio today. Anyways, I can.
Yeah, I think with the 500, there's a few of us on here that have them, and I haven't had any issue. I have a Dodge Ram, and the voltage is pretty stable, but some people have complained that on the power, if the power isn't 13 volts and it drops below that, you get some weird speaker noise in that, so there's a boost converter that people are putting in line with the radio to solve the issue, so... So I haven't had it, but I think everyone else has run into that. So for whatever reason, the Dodge Ram accessory, the voltage doesn't change at all, warm or cold. So, but yeah, that's the only complaint that I've heard. And there's a converter that they just plug in line that I think you get on Amazon or whatnot. But yeah, if I figure out what it is and I catch on the radio again, I'll let you know. But otherwise, that's the only thing I've really heard that's been an issue. So. All right, well, it's nice chatting with you. Take it easy, Dave. Enjoy your trip, and we'll talk to you later. This is KDA-TFM.
All right, real good, Dave. Yeah, thanks. That's a great tip. Thank you. I'll look that one up today, and might as well do it when I do the install. And I take the chance. And again, this is a smaller car, a Jeep Compass, and it's got... It's got the engine that shuts down at intersections. It's got that whole battery system, too. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's a voltage drop when the engine shuts down. So, all right, Dave, 73. It's good talking to you. I think it was KDA-DFM or thereabouts. Good day. And thanks, KF.
Hey, Dave.
On the repeater, waiting for something to complain about. What's happening?
I can fax you over a list.
Yes, I was privy to the old man rant the other day. I saw your message. Friday morning, at least until further notice, is still going to be bad time. You know, lots of stuff to do, and so it was just a convenient time to go through mail and bills, and so I'm going to keep that on the calendar for a while.
Oh, yeah, I got a boatload. I was more thinking it would have to be something quick in the neighborhood anyhow, so. But it's still true, regardless.
Yep. Yeah, Covetis is... I could do it later. Probably afternoon or 1, kind of lunchtime, or whatever. Maybe I'll get myself out of the house and go to breakfast tomorrow morning, maybe.
We got to get the Sunday crew scheduled before Steve takes off. So we got to make sure we do that. I'm game anytime, really. It's just I think we just failed to say it. I think all we got to do is just say, hey, time and place, and I think everybody will be okay. So maybe I'll think about that in the next several hours here and throw something out there. But, yeah, tomorrow, of course, will be the usual. So, hey. But I did get my coffee, so I did get the Covfefe part of it solved locally, and I'm just debating on whether I'm going to get the breakfast part knocked out without leaving. It still remains to be seen.
Very good. Yeah, I think I'm... You don't know. I think I'm a bachelor for dinner tonight, so that's open if needed. I don't think, at this point, I don't think I'll be at the office late. We'll see. Nice day out. It's sunny. I mean, it's like 18 degrees, but it's sunny. Blue sky, kind of.
Yeah, I was out, I was, I'm working, working remotely today, and I got up and I heard the rumbling of the garbage truck. I thought, oh crap, I forgot to put mine out, so I just ran outside, ran them down the street and planted them. And before I even got to the backyard, the truck pulled up in front of my house and dumped the trash. So I walked down there, I got it, and I brought it back, and before I even got that one back, the recycling truck was coming, so I just had to stand there for about 5 minutes, not even, and the recycling truck came, and I ran down the end of the driveway and pulled that one in, so it's like I literally ran them out there, and 5 minutes later, I ran them back. It's like, man, I just caught them, but I noticed it was as cold as it was. I was out there in my flannel, I guess they'd be pajama bottoms. I did throw my boots on and my coat, but it was very comfortable. So the sunshine helps.
Yeah, as long as you don't want to see anything. Yep. Well, listen, that's talking about the weather. What else are we doing?
Well, I've still got to decide what I'm going to do for breakfast, if anything. It's already 10:30, so maybe I hold off to lunch. I don't know. Kind of feeling breakfast. Drink coffee and finish some work that I've got to do. That's the plan. Everything else is kind of, we'll figure it out as we go. So I should probably work towards getting back to that.
Yeah, speaking of that, to be a thorn in your side about something, how's the fan dipole? I know you were, I thought I overheard you a few days ago talking to somebody about need to drop it down or retuning it, and the weather has not been conducive to it, but is that still where it was?
Yeah, no change. I looked up at it, as a matter of fact, this morning, and I thought, I should just pull that down and trim those legs. It wouldn't be that hard. It'd be a wing. I'd be winging it as opposed to, you know, going through the hole, you know, spreading it out and getting out the tape measure. I'm not going to do that, but I could figure, you know, get it dialed in. But then I looked up again and I said, yeah, maybe later. So it's back on the maybe later round to it bandwagon. You know how that goes.
All right, well, you know, let me know if you need a hand. If I'm in the hood, I'm happy to come and hold a wire or string a tape measure or something. I gotta pull my 40 down, and I mentioned before, it's built with some lighter-duty wire than what I'm happy with, and so I'd like to rebuild it with heavier wire to allow for less stretch, and then maybe trim the existing wires to another band and, you know, just droop them down sand dipole style. They don't need to be strong because they won't hold any. They're not the ones holding up the antenna. But that's on the round two at list also.
I had one of the guys out here, Davey, and he made me up a set of those dog bones. I've got nice wire, really nice wire, and then he made me up the dog bones so that I could. Because, you know, it's that one guy's antenna, that four lander, and then. The dog bones are spreading it out really nice, and got a little monkey, and I want to do with that. Like right now, I'm using tie wraps to hold them in place as I pull against them, but I'm still thinking that out a little bit. And you could actually using something like that, you could actually put your like Philistran or whatever the heck your poly rope. You could actually put that to the last dog bone and not even pull on the wires at all if you wanted. You would have to have a way to get the long, because you know you're not going to have a dog bone beyond the last on a fan dipole. And of course, if you're just doing a 40 meter only, then there's no way around that, basically. So, never mind.
Yeah, the way my tongue, you know, it's not hung in the center, it's hung on the ends, so it's suspended and pulled tight. So, over the, you know, when it gets windy and stuff, the weight of the balance, you know, pulls it down and it stretches a bit. And there's a finite stretch, you know, 14 gauge TK channel, stretched to a certain amount, and it's more or less done stretching. After that, it's just going to break. And I don't know where that is. I just know that the SWR dip has dropped probably 60 kcs in the last several months of it being up there suspended and knocking around in the wind, because it had never been suspended like that before. That one was always tied off the tower in the center, so there was no tension on the lines, you know, just enough to keep them straight. So, it's low priority, but it'd be nice to have to be able to switch the tuner out of line on say.
Yep. Well, it depends how tight you pull them. But anyhow. All right, I just got a barrage of emails came in from someone I have to correspond with rather timely. So I'm going to get to this real quick and maybe get myself another cup of coffee if time permits, but I gotta get on these because I am working, actually. I will catch you up in a bit. W8FU.
Ta-ta, C-A-B-B.
Good morning, W8FU.
Oh yeah, what's so good about it? Morning.
least. That's a start.
Yeah, well, it's nice. I don't know what it's like up there, but it's sunny and bright. It's hazier now, but there's blue sky. So, cold, but it could be worse. Sunny. Yay. Hey, I finally got my triple play award. Apologies for the brag moment, but filled in the last couple of states a few weeks ago on digital, and once it was processed, I put in my request. Just waiting for that to get processed. Yay me.
Woohoo! Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm a late bloomer with digital, so it took me a long time to get there, but tell you what, it was kind of cool. It was, I don't remember if I mentioned this, but I handicapped myself by saying I'm going to do it all on 30 meters only. So, when I finally got it through, it was, you know, 30 meter worked all states, plus digital worked all states, plus 58 worked all states, plus triple play on that. On that last QSL that finally came through, that I had to email the guy and say, hey, I had to email two. The last two of them was a guy in Hawaii. I had worked a few weeks earlier, and I just politely sent him an email and said, hey, I was just curious, you know, you're my last state. And a couple days later, it popped in, and I did the same thing with Delaware. About a week or so after I worked, I kind of sent out a polite email and said, hey, you know, you're my last state. And a few days later, it popped in. So, anyway, just I think the league is still slow in processing stuff. I think they're still, that's one of the things that probably haven't fully recovered from their hack earlier this summer, last summer.
I needed Delaware for something. I don't remember. I know it. I worked like four or five of them, and it took a couple weeks before somebody, when I finally worked one, someone finally from Delaware uploaded a logbook of the world. And I want to say it was on digital, which you would think. Most people on digital are, you know, probably either doing most, half are doing automated and the other half aren't for uploads at least. But, oh, cool. Mine's sitting over on the shelf. I haven't put any of the awards up yet. Michelle is getting some frames for some other ones, and she wants to put them all up in my office down here on the one wall. But she hasn't, we haven't done that yet. They're still stacked there. We got window tint to put up. I need to, with the sun coming, because the sun's out here, when it's bright and sunny like this in the morning, about 10 o'clock, with no leaves on the trees, I am, getting blinded until about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, window treatments is a good thing. I did some shack rearranging a week or two ago, a distraction from other actually important things. And I got some shelves out of there and got them smaller and purged a bunch of junk that was being stored. But I opened up kind of a wall, and I'm like, hey, I've got wall space here now. So I got some frames and hung up some certificates and made some room for stuff. So I only pat myself on the back wall. Anyway, that's what we do, I guess. Yeah, get some window treatments up. Turn off that, block out that darn sun.
Well, we've got blinds, but if the sun's, like, even open closed, you know, it kind of finds those spots through the blinds every now and then. And, of course, it's right where my head sits. So, I remember this issue last year, but I don't remember it being as bad. I don't remember it being as bad. Yeah, I don't remember it being as bad. And then by spring, you know, the leaves started filling out and it helped. Every now and then there'd be a time where it just get between, like, first thing in the morning, so I would deal with it for a half hour, but by then it would finally hit between the trees.
so.
Well, my 3D printing design worked. I got to make one modification, and that should be good. So I was happy with my CAD work there. I got to follow Michelle to the auto store to, or repair store to, she got down, and I'm going to take her to work. But other than that, I'm off for the rest of the week because I got my hours in last night. So, WFS.
Oh, very good. I am on my way to add to go over some stuff and then go into the office. I usually go in the office later on Fridays, take care of mom and dad's stuff in the morning on Fridays, and then TBD over the weekend. We'll see. I'm more well busy, but when we get into this time of year, that can be a moment's notice. I was going to say something. I forgot what it it's something to do with awards or radio or whatever. I don't know. It was not important, apparently. Oh, and the triple play of plaque, is that about a foot tall or so? Kind of a vertically oriented plaque rather than a horizontal one?
Correct. It's more vertical than horizontal.
All right, I think about it later. I'll send you a message and see if you can measure it. I gotta kind of like to finish putting all the, drill and nails and stick them up things, because it's going to be weeks before any of that stuff shows up. I kind of want to put all the tools away, but I want to leave room for it. Look at me, I'm putting the cart before the horse.
So did you get just the paper, or did you actually get the plaque?
Well, I ordered the plaque because that's the kind of pat on the back I like.
I did both, but yes, I wanted the plaque.
Actually, you know what? I think I may have ordered both. I think I ordered the certificate. The certificate was not expensive. The plaque was pricey, but they are. Waiting for my 5-band DXCC plaque, too. That should show up. That one I already measured. I left room for that one, but it'll be a while, too. That's the one I'm proud of.
Well, I gotta work on my DXCC stuff, but I wanted to at least get those done, so I got the loss in the 5-band awards and all that. So, I got those. I felt good. I gotta do a little bit of radio programming today for a commercial system that's being installed right now, and then I gotta do that, and then take Michelle to work, and then I'll figure something else to put around with. I ordered more Raspberry Pi headers to solder onto these boards, and Amazon, they were supposed to be delivered on the 31st, then they said the 5th, and now they say unknown. Would you like to cancel your order?
Yeah, that's a bad choice to have, because you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. They could show up tomorrow. Hopefully they're not subject to some strange tariff or shipping blockade.
It says shipped and fulfilled by Amazon, so I'm like, it should, you know what I mean? Like, what you guys need or not, will you deliver it in your warehouse?
Yeah, I guess if it was a domestic warehouse, they ought to just be able to get it to you. Huh. Well, good luck. Hope it comes through.
So if I go to Digi-He or Mauser, I'm sure they'll have a tariff,
Yeah, unless Amazon's just brokering it, and they've got to get it through Digi-Key or Amazon or Mauser, and then I got something like that. I ordered some lamps the other day from Amazon, and they came from Office Depot. Shipped from Office Depot warehouse, Office Depot receipt the box, but quote fulfilled by Amazon or whatever it was, or brokered through Amazon.
Well, that was a little strange. But I got them in 2 days, so they were local. Anyway, if you don't mind my asking, how's my signal in? I'm kind of running Phil's repeaters here pretty far to the east, and I was curious if it's marginal or if it's still okay.
Three-quarters half. You haven't dropped carrier, but you can definitely tell you got mobile flutter.
Okay, yeah, this is not bad. I'm near 10 Mile and Mound, which is outside of, I think, well outside of the previous footprint of his repeater, so that's good. He said it should be a far cry better this direction, and it certainly seems to be.
Oh, cool. I saw they did some work on it. I just didn't. I never really knew its coverage beforehand. I know I can't hear it all the way up here. So, I know that that's never changed. That hasn't changed.
Yeah, there's some topographical anomalies between you and it, I'm sure. But, all right. Well, I'm about here. I'm about at Dad's house, so I'm going to jump out and go in and do family stuff for a bit, but it's nice chatting. WHFSM KVB.
Yeah, I just went in here eating my breakfast, so I just finished it. Hey, here, have one. WHFSM.
Man, oh man, it's amazing how used to this weather you get.
Hugo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta, Nova Fair, Bonnet Track.
I'm doing this completely wrong. I'm on the wrong repeater. I'm going to clear out of here. ACHAL. Noodle, I'll be right back. Okay, Anara, now I'm on the next repeater.
Sorry about that, guys. One of these days I'll learn that my new radio only has one push-to-talk button and pay attention to which repeater I'm on. Part of the internet, ADHL. I wasn't sure which radio you came in are. Was that FBI or Lancer?
ADHL,
this is KFHCK,
you
want to do? The FBI repeater now. I don't believe you said your call sign. You said, maybe you did say your call sign and I missed it, but I when you cleared out on the FBR, the Lance Cruiser repeater, I'm not sure that you said your call sign at the end.
having a hard time hearing you on this repeater as well. So, and I'm a few minutes from home. We'll talk when we get home. It's not a big deal, but I just wanted to make sure that you actually said your call sign at the end of your transmission. Don't bother now. Lito and somebody else are talking. Jay, I think, are talking. So don't worry about it. It's a very minor mistake, not a big deal. But I just could have it. I want to make sure that you, you know, use your call sign correctly. That's all.
Can you hear me? KFACCZULU.
Are you out spreading PP all over the airwaves?
10-4. I'm heading down your way, actually, or at least to a Hall Road. I'm going to meet with Dave and Ron and those guys, Mike. Got that class that I think we're doing tomorrow. Supposed to teach part of it, or at least talk part of it.
Roger. Well, you're a good soldier.
It's been a difficult week because both the partners were in Florida, but they're supposed to be flying back tomorrow, so I can go back to being myself, but it's kind of hard managing everything. And we had one guy whop his head on the ice, so that'll be exciting.
I think I missed that. Somebody whacked their head on the ice?
Yeah, flipped and fell, and his head hit one of our metal dumpsters.
Wow. Is he okay?
I'm not sure. I turned that into Junior's problem, so we shall see. I know it wasn't pretty, so hopefully he'll be okay. But that was the only incident that really happened that was remarkable. Other than that, we were just busy. So what do you got going on this weekend?
a bunch. I got some plans with the fam, with the kids and the grandkids next weekend, so this weekend's kind of quiet. I just been putzing with several things. I got a little laundry list of things I want to do. I got on the fun side of the house, the squirrel, what's the most recent distraction side of the house, I got my little diesel heater in today, so I may monkey around with that a little bit. But, yeah, speaking of slipping, before we leave that topic completely, I went out this morning to, I worked remotely today, and I went out this morning because I forgot to take the trash out, and I heard the trucks coming down the street, so I ran out there real quick, and oh my God, it was like an ice rink. I mean, really, I just had a solid, smooth coating of ice all the way up down my driveway. So, very weird conditions. But, so I can imagine that, you know, how your guy slipped and fell. I imagine that those conditions were all over wherever there was a little standing water or a little wetness that pooled. There'd be all sorts of little spots. But anyhow, gonna putz with that. If it's sunny and not windy, I may even play a little bit with my dipole, get the lakes down and try to work with those a little bit. I don't know. And other than that, not much. I'll go to breakfast in the morning, obviously, and then gonna see if I can maybe set up some sort of a Sunday thing with the West Side crowd. We got to talking about that earlier. We do there's another get together we do over on the West Side by Phil and Don and my buddy Steve and Mark, and so I'm gonna try to get that one coordinated. We're much more casual about it. We're like, yeah, when somebody says it, we all show up, but nobody ever says it.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I'm trying to keep everybody all unisync and all on the same page. It's when people get distance, and it doesn't matter what it is. Damn radio, work, friends, family, blah, 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 doesn't matter. When you get distance, that's when things get gray, and so the closer and the more we can do of this stuff, I think the better it's going to be for the entire community. So I agree with you there. I think that's probably a good thing. You know, we don't want to start an east versus west or anything of that nature. So it's good for you. You know, just like that Saturday morning thing, I think that does great things. This ARPC thing, I think that does great things, you know. I mean, granted, it's on the ground floor and got a ways to go, but it'll do great things, and Dave is starting to meet with the right people and do things of that nature. So that's all good.
Yep, and I like to eat, so there's that.
Yeah, that's something I'm trying to cut out of my style. So, I mean, I'm down quite a bit, but I'm not down where, you know, I want to be, or where the healthcare professionals think I should be. So, but I also did it with the help of a few drugs, so that worked out good. Let's see, what else is happening? Oh, I got Tom's radio. He wants me to reprogram it for... I've been doing a lot of driving lately, so he wants me to throw some of the MI5 stuff on it for the west side of the state. And I think a lot of the MI5 stuff on the west side of the state is the same frequencies on the east side of the state. I was going to set one zone up for him for IP Connect, so as he roams around, he doesn't have to worry about anything. He can just hop. And I think that'll work. I think all one zone, I just set it for IP, and then it would just hop. I'm going to have to find out the east side and the west side, are they all on the same IP connect thing? So if I just put all the frequencies in one talk, talk group, not talk group, you know what I'm talking about, one time slot, will they hop? So I know Lansing's about the dividing line.
Do you want my code plug? I mean, my code plug has it all set up correctly, and I've been all over the state, and it roams, choirs, and works just fine.
love your code plug, even if it's not for the big M. I will take the code plug just for the frequency to copy and paste.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure I had it set up in the 7550 that you had, so if you still have that code plug, you can check. But I know it's in my 5550 in my work vehicle, so I'll have to look and see if I have a copy of that locally here, shoot it over to you. If I don't, I'll have to wait until I get to work, back to work on Monday, because I don't have the program and the cable here handy to, I mean, I could probably fake it, but it'd be just easier to wait till Monday.
Yeah, well, next week I can get back to a normal schedule and screw off a little bit more because the partners will be back, so that will be nice. And yeah, I will take a copy of that from you. I got to come see you anyways. I still have one of your 900 megahertz radios, 800, 900, or 700, 8, whatever the heck it is. I got to bring that back to you. So it's untouched. I told you that. I thought I had something, but I didn't. I think sometimes they did that purposely, but after all of that work, I was able to do it, and then I found an article that said, yeah, but it isn't going to talk 10 feet. I think I told you about that story.
Roger. Now, see, I thought you brought that radio back, but whatever. If not, you know where I work.
Yeah, it's really worthless to anybody, you know. I mean, you can't do anything with it because there isn't anything in either one of those two 100 megahertz segments that the average Joe can use, either commercially or amateur-wise.
Well, it is what it is. I pretty much resigned from those a long time ago. I thought I had heard, you know, I mean, who am I to question whether something, a development happened, but it was pretty common knowledge that those were no-go. And the fact that they're remaining, you know, throwaways, there's just no movement or interest in them on the aftermarket. You know, you look at the UHF and VHF ones, you know, those things are still fetching $2,250 all day. They're very useful, but the 800 ones, you can't give them away. So I figured you'd see an uptick in their price if anything changed in that realm. But so that's probably not going to happen. I can't think of what, you know, if you get RF decks, I think you could get the 2,500. It could be purchased in 900. You could never get a 5,000 or in 900, but you could get the 2,500. And so, you know, if you could find a 900 RF deck, you could, you know, you could make a 2,900 with you know, with wizardry.
Yeah, they got the wizardry, the software's been hacked. That's pretty easy, but there's a fan test. You know all this, I'm sure. I just figured it out, you know, after I did all of that. That was a good learning experience. I'm not mad at myself. I'm glad I learned it, you know, and if somebody else would have found another cookie or another writing, because there are a whole bunch of smart cookies out there, we could have had something there, but, you know, until somebody figures out how to make those band pass filters open up, then I think you're kind of stuck with them. So basically, like you said, you've got a pile of nothing right there. Okay, sir, I'm going to let you go. I'm here at the Panera Bridge, or PCS. I shall chat with you a little bit later.
Hey, yeah, I had to deal with something there for a second. All right, we'll catch Wally. I'll be around. W8FU.
You get bored, stop by tomorrow. Say hi.
It's my dark night. W8FU.
Yeah, I was talking about tomorrow at the Warren Community Center.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up, get the details.
All right.
Catch you. I'll be at a few.
8-2. If you want to do a few slides, it's more than welcome to butt in. All right, gotta go.
Keep it deep. You okay with it? Yes. But with what? The plans.
Oh, I don't know. I'm driving. I haven't seen anything.
Ah, okay. I don't really care. I figured I'd let you guys figure it out. Go from there. Mark threw out a suggestion. I think we've been there before. I've been there with him. I don't know if we've all been there. Like the place. So if it's okay with you guys, Steve said it was okay with him, and he offered the drive. So you got a chauffeur.
Ah, I might have to say yes. Good, I got a car full of crap for him, too. A filament transformer and a tube and a stack of radio manuals from 1947. Yeah, all right, fine. Sunday morning. Good.
All right, yeah, Mark suggested scramblers at 9:30, so I like the place, so that works for me. I just don't know if it's convenient for you guys. You guys got to come down quite a ways. I don't know where that is with respect to you guys. Maybe it's not that far.
Yeah, it's probably no further south than it is west for you, so I don't imagine it's an issue. If that's the place at 12 in Orchard Lake.
It is. And, I expect to drive on this one. You know, like I said, we've got the one that's right here in my backyard. And so, you know, I fully expect that one to be up more convenient to you guys. So, anywho, all right, very good. That seems like what's shaping up. Keep an eye on the winder. I know you and I have talked about it, and I said, you know what, if I don't say something, we're just going to let another day blow by.
Yeah, it's good that you said something, and you're right. Most of us are going to say yes, just someone has to throw the first dart.
Exactly. So what are you doing, just heading home, getting ready to go find some vittles? What are you going to treat yourself to that you're batching it, or are you just going to get Taco Bell and sit at home?
Oh, yeah, sit in my underwear and eat Taco Bell and watch TV. I don't know. Yes, so after 2, which was fine, you know, just more stuff to do. But I had Tony Bug and fries at like 2:30, so I'm not the least bit hungry. So it'll be ad lib. I was going to mention too that I took Phil's repeater all the way to you know, my mom's house at Tenon Mound, Tenon of Van Dyke. It was fine. I talked to Fred most of the way, and seemed to be no issues. It was plenty strong there, and I was okay enough into it. And I'm on there now. I was just going to take it from the office all the way home. But seems to be doing FB.
Roger. Yeah, I found it works okay down here, you know. Now, if you're HT, obviously you picked the right one, but, yeah, it seems to work, pokes down here pretty well. About similar to how I poke as I in and around your area. You know, works for the most part. But, you know, you can get spots. But I'm only running a quarter wave, though, on my vehicle, so I don't have any. I ain't giving it no help on that end. Oh, and what's for dinner? I just don't know. I got to check with Andrea. Like to do something a little different. I don't know what. Got to give it some thought.
Yeah, I've got, I think this radio is about 20 or 25 watts on this power level, and it's the, you know, NMO-270, so it's got a little help there. But, anyway, yeah, it's if they're just that one data point from the other night, standing in the family room on low power, which, you know, that's good. Anyhow, I won't keep beating it, but it's up and running.
Groovy. I'll have to hit fill up with the price for the PA on Sunday.
Yeah, add a zero. It's working better than expected.
I should say more the terms, not the price. But anyhow, I'm half joking. But yeah, anyhow. All right, very good. Sounds like everybody's in. So I guess that's what's shaping up. So I like it. Tomorrow will be the usual 8:30 crowd down here. So, you got both to choose from.
Sorry, sneeze attack. Yeah, I was gonna comment about something. Oh, there's no contest this weekend. There's like CQ Riddy contest. Only I don't get into Riddy. I don't think there's much of anything else contest-wise this weekend. And there's not been a whole lot DX-wise either. It's like for the last few weeks, to my knowledge, there hasn't been any higher-profile DX expeditions, you know, getting a ton of spots and stuff. It's been kind of quiet, which is good. I've been distracted. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I guess you need a break, right? Or do you? I don't know. So, anyhow. I haven't been doing much of anything, although I was looking up at my antenna today, saying to myself, I should bring it down and try to dial in those legs, you know, just kind of roughly. I can kind of rough tune them in. And then I kind of said, eh. So we'll see what tomorrow looks like. Maybe tomorrow, because I had a lot of work to do today, so it's like I wouldn't have really had any time to do that, but tomorrow after breakfast, if it's sunny, maybe I'll do that. Pretty easy to do. I can just run it down the pole and fold it back and run it back up pretty easy. So, not like it's a big deal.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this afternoon when it continued to be nice and sunny all day. When the sun comes in the woodward side of my office, it reflects on my screen. So it is occasionally an incentive to go home. well, I can either get up and close the blinds so I can see my computer. I can just it's let the sun go home. But I was thinking that it would be good antenna work day. Although with the thing in my car here says it's 30 outside. That's still cold. It's only good for an extra dB.
I've been looking for a really warm winter coat, and I found this one. Let's see, it was at Burlington Coat Factory. It wasn't called that. It was one in Great Lakes Crossing, so they just call it Burlington. So I don't know if they just dropped the Coat Factory thing, but I was going for a coat, and I was actually going there for the Eddie Bauer, outlet store, and you know. Pretty much that was why I was going there, and, so stuff like that, see if I could find some of the super duper stuff. I did find a nice Eddie Bauer lightweight puffer, which is really, really nice for cheap, but I went into Burlington, and I found this coat, and I said, man, this thing's nice, and so I grabbed it. Yeah, it's the best coat I have ever owned, and it is really ideal for this kind of really cold weather. That it's too warm. You gotta be careful when you wear it. If you're gonna be doing anything, you don't want that jacket because you'll sweat like a. But we're gonna go out there and monkey around with that and heck, there's a little sunshine. The cold be damned. So I'll be okay. It's just working with gloves on is a little difficult when you're trying to have dexterity. And if you take the gloves off, they can be a little difficult, especially if you're dealing with things that are out there and the cold's just literally soaked into them. So, but you know all this. but anyhow, but I do have the code for it, that's the thing, and the boots, so, coat and booties, so what more does one need?
Motivation.
Well, there is that, then, isn't there? Oh, and Steve's on a Paul Lind, rip again. Have to see what he's posting now. He does like himself some Paul Lind.
Yeah, he was always a closet case. That's funny stuff.
Who's Steve or Paul Lind? I don't think Paul Lind was ever terribly in the closet.
No, I was making a backhanded comment about Steve's obsession with it, but perhaps it was too backhanded. Or that's what she said, or something, anyway. I'll have to look when I get home.
Oh, and I just was playing with this double entendre, so. Anyhow. Have you ever heard of, and I doubt you have, because this really isn't, I don't think this is really your cup of tea, but Olinco has a DJX100E digital multi-mode scanner receiver, 30 to 470 megahertz. Well, that's kind of weird. But, and I go to search for it, and I can't find it anywhere with Olinco making a claim to it. I can find all these, like, other companies. And if I go to Olinco directly, no mention of it on Olinco's website at all. Very weird.
No, I have to admit that that is off my radar. I do not know that at all.
Yeah, I didn't figure that'd be in your wheelhouse. Oh, man! So, and if they got a, I mean, unless the price is really, really super good, it's got some pretty stiff competition from the usual suspects in that realm. But yeah, all sorts, like, here's a YouTube video showing it doing DMR tests, and here's talk about it at QRZ, YouTube, everywhere except Olinco. Weird. All right, well, anyhow, not important. Just something I happened to stumble across somehow. I don't even know why. Anywho, how far are you off? I'm going to get with Andrea here and figure out what's for dinner. Maybe get an order in and go pick it up or something like that. But if you got a little ways to go, I can ride with you for a bit. There's no hurry.
I am down in the hole on Woodward, my Fox and Hounds, or whatever it's built now. Yeah, I probably got another 5, 6, 7 minutes. But no big deal. Go do what you gotta do if you need to.
Oh, I don't really know either. Jump now. So, but gotta figure out what we're gonna have. I've got an idea, but I don't have to play darts tonight. It's optional. I'm the fifth man, so when there's a absentee or somebody can't make it, then they need me. Because if you play with anything less than four, you have to give up all sorts of points and games and stuff like that. It's all designed around a four-man team. I mean, there's a ways to play with three. I don't think you can play with two. But I'm there for if they ever have three. And then I can be the fourth man. But when they've got their regular four, I just assume sit home and do nothing because... What were we talking about? Apathy? Or enthusiasm? Or something?
Oh, yeah, apathy. That's practically my middle name. Yeah, I gotcha. If given the choice of anything and sitting at home, I usually sit at home. But this we already know. WAFU-KDB.
Yeah, I know. I want to do something about that, right? You know, I gotta just find something. So, but every time something comes up, I just kind of like, you know, well, I could sit here and you know, my usual, I jokingly say, watch cat videos. And that's not far from the truth, but it's metaphorically watch cat videos. And how often I actually do that, metaphorically, of course. So, I don't know. Is that getting old? Because you're 15 years behind, so I don't think I was. Yeah, I probably was. It's worse, man.
Don't tell me that. I need to have some positive thing to try to grab onto. Or do I? Maybe my level of apathy is more apathetic. Yeah, cat videos is fine. The problem is that we have cats, and so we... And our cats are highly entertaining, so it's kind of a cat video all day. But then I'll sit scrolling after dinner or something, and, well, you know. I was at a listening session, a music listening session at a friend's place a couple weeks ago, and there was a record that they were talking about that was a very popular jazz album and was a good test record for certain something, I don't know, cymbals or... And clear clarity on cymbals or something, and I said, I should get that, and I bought it. I ordered it from a guy in Japan, and it finally showed up like 3 days ago, and I still haven't even listened to it. I haven't even opened it. I need to do that. It's supposed to be a good album.
Well, you have the opportunity tonight. Get yourself, either pour yourself a bourbon or... Open a bottle of wine. Of course, a bottle of wine with only one person to knock on it, that could be a little excessive. Unless you know somebody will be coming home later or you'll get to it quickly. But either get yourself some wine or bourbon, put on your new record, put on your jammies and your footy pajamas and your bunny slippers. And just have at it, man.
Echo 8-2, uniform. I have many rules to talk about as far as bourbon and jammies and stuff, but who's the breaking station? This is K8DB.
Echo 8-2, uniform. Whiskey, how are you guys?
Okay, you're going to have to turn off the automatic number identification at the end of your transmissions. You got some sort of digital burst of audio, so I don't know, but take care of that and jump on in here. We'll welcome you open arms.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I think you said it better. I'll finish up my comment about the rule at home is, and this is my rule, I imposed it, is no cocktails or wine or anything like that in anything less than 100% being dressed. No jammies, no sweatpants, no sweatshirt, no house clothes. You have to have real pants and a real shirt. I mean, not a tuxedo and smoking jacket, although that would be good. But it's a rule. Too many episodes of Cops on Friday night when I was a kid on TV. Some guy getting dragged out in a wife beater in sweatpants for domestic abuse or something like that, and as I was somebody drunk, I'm like, never going to do that. So, if one is imbibing, one is dressed for the occasion. House rule.
You look like a late Zulu uniform with you. Sorry about that tail. This radio keeps turning it back on. I have no idea why. But I was going to ask you a question about packet radio.
Okie doke. Well, we'll try, but you have probably hit two of the worst possible people to ask about packet radio. But we can try. You never know. And Don, I will just comment on that. That's not a bad rule. It's kind of like making sure you have clean underwear. Your mom used to say, make sure you have clean underwear. You know, so maybe it's kind of a variation of that for the ages. Anywho, why don't you go ahead there, ZUW, with your question about packet radio. We'll send over to Don because he's probably the more qualified one to answer packet radio questions.
Go ahead with your question.
I was wondering how I find a cost-effective, like, you know, car, mobile radio that I can set up with a base station antenna at home, and how I link that to the PNC, how I get started with that. I think I know what I'm doing, but I don't know. I was thinking about ordering a Nino PNC kit and building it.
Well, I will jump in and comment that I appreciate Sean's humor, but I am not equipped to answer that. I'm sorry. But also, I'm turning on my street, so I'm going to jump out, actually, and head in the house. But good to make your acquaintance. I missed your name there, but I'll turn the radio on when I get in the house and listen. I'm sure we'll hear you on again. This is K8BB73. Over to you, Sean.
Okay, Don, yeah, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. I knew that packet radio and you are not, it's not something you're going to be well-versed in. So, but yeah, and unfortunately, I said you probably picked the two worst guys to ask about that. I have no idea. I mean, the only thing I can tell you about packet radio is I did it back in the 80s, maybe into the early 90s. I used like a PK-232 or something like that, which I remember was this cool box that did it, and I just don't even remember. I think I was using a Commodore 64 just to put it in reference. I know there's other things now that are similar, but not the same, and, you know, like Winlink and all these other things, but it's a whole different thing. And there are other guys on here that may chime in that really know this kind of stuff and could probably answer your questions, but I, unfortunately, am not one of them. Name here is Sean, by the way, and I want to let you know your audio is quite low compared to the other gentleman. So Don that was on here. So I don't know if that's something you can improve, but I was struggling to pick you out, and he was mobile, so I'm sure he was having even a harder time.
Sorry about the poor mic etiquette. I got this long antenna in this little car, but also I turned up the power. Maybe that helped us, and I'll try shouting into it too. But I'm about to run up into where I'm going. If I'll keep listening for a little bit if anyone else has anything else to say, but that's kind of what I expected. I'll keep reading.
Okay, like I said, you just picked the wrong guys to ask. Where, you know, I don't do it at all. Don doesn't do it. And, you know, and we probably, both of us dabbled in it, you know, decades and decades ago. So. Just not the right guys to ask. I can't even tell you if they're still doing it by that name, quite honestly. So just like I said, you just hit the wrong guys, that's all. There are a lot of guys out here that probably know a lot about that stuff. Just pick the two that aren't. All right, catch you later. I'm jumping out. This is W8FU.
Nope, thank you very much. I was actually hoping to catch you on it because I talked to you about other stuff before, but... Okay, I'll keep asking around. We'll see. But you have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. 73 from Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Yeah, no problem. Some other time. I got to get to dinner plans with my wife, and I told Don I would just drive home with him there. You know, the last 5-6 minutes of his drive, and so I was I had been looking to jump out for about 5-10 minutes now. So I'm going to take this opportunity. So, yeah, so next time. Catch you later. I think it's K-E-A-Z-E-W, whatever, C-U-W, whatever. I don't need to know yours. I only need to know mine. W-8-F-U. W-8-F-U. KSA-BOT monitoring. W-8-F-U.
Well, what was decided?
It was decided that these idiots don't know the meaning of a yield sign. It's amazing how many people don't understand the rules of the road. Just the most basic fundamental things. But
that aside, I'm on my way home with Firenze's, one of two restaurants that are among my wife's favorites. It's between Firenze's and El Charo's.
They're both old school classics. Can't go wrong.
Right. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, in that strata, right? The old school, you know. If you're looking for, if you're asked her what her favorite restaurant was, you know, with an upscale, you know, it'd be different. Although she's probably not got a lot. She'd just soon go to Firenze's as anywhere. And, you know, and then, of course, if you talk about favorites, you know, that are fast or close or any other, then there's probably a different favorite. But honestly, those two, you know, right there in that mid, you know, they're not fast food. They're not just a place up around the corner, but they're nothing fancy. Those are her absolute go-tos. I don't mind either one. I think they both make a pretty good product for the price. So there you go.
Here. Well, I did make it home, and I poured a happy hour libation, and we'll figure out what happens when I get hungry. Apparently, there's leftover pizza, so yay for that.
Ah, yes, there is. So you're not going to order pizza if there's leftover pizza. I was going to say you could always have an alibi bring you a pie, but you can DoorDash it. How long is Steven going to be out? You can ask him to bring you a fourth meal, but that's not good for your boyish figure.
We try not to fourth meal it. I don't know. He'll be home, like, I think he's 10 or 11. But he's picking up sushi on his way to wherever he's going. And I don't do sushi. Not my thing. It's all good. It's all fine.
I do like me some sushi. I prefer the cooked stuff. I've eaten, you know, cooked and raw, but I do tend to, I'm a little bit better with the cooked. And I do enjoy it often, but, yep, so. You don't have any, like, have you tried, like, cooked sushi and, you know, different kinds or everything like that?
Yes. And no.
All righty then. There you go. So there's quite a wide variety. They all have a similar, you know, texture and somewhat similar. They all have a similar experience. And some similar tastes. So, you know, the sushi experience is relatively similar across all the different ones. But the raw is very different, you know. I could understand that. It's the same with Mediterranean. I'm a big fan. But and I've had the kibbeh nayeh, which is the raw lamb ground in with some, like, bulgur and some other stuff made into, like, a pate. And I've tried it, and I'm like, I did nothing for me. I can live without it.
Well, my problem is that I'm a fussy eater, and there's a lot of stuff I don't like, and I really don't care for most seafood. You know, freshwater perch is a different thing. It's practically not even fishy, but just don't care for a lot of the types of seafood. And I know, and I've had good sushi, and I've tried it. It's just not for me. You know, I know the really good stuff doesn't have that fishy aroma, doesn't have that oily texture and all that stuff, but it just doesn't excite me. Give me a steak.
Oh, I'm with you there. If you could take little pieces of steak and wrap them in a little crusty phyllo dough or something like that, and you know, and put a little something in there with them, that'd be my sushi. Oh, wait, isn't that a, I think that's a
what is it, Beef Wellington, isn't it? All right, anyhow, I'm here with the goods. I'm going to get inside with them. I'll listen out for your final and catch you from inside in a few.
Yeah, that's Beef Wellington, which we also have Beef Wellington Bites, which is the little sushi version of that. All right, catch you later. KABB.
That's what I was thinking. If you could make it into little bites, it'd be like, cowboy sushi. Well, redcoat sushi. I don't know. What would the cowboy sushi be? It'd be closest thing. I'll have to give that some thought. All right. I'm here. Get inside. Gobble you in a few. Okie dokie, another drive. W8FU.
DC Zulu. CQ. Zulu Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. Just messing around with one of those little handheld radios. Trying to see how well it works. Name is Tom. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Tom, this is Ben here. I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to see you out here. How long have you had your license?
Well, I've had it for, I used to have one about 20 years ago, and I let it lapse, and I just retested here about a month ago. So I guess about a month for my new license.
Oh, then you got me...
I didn't hear the end of that.
Sorry, is it a new radio? What kind is it? I just got this BTEC UV Pro, and I'm kind of getting used to it.
I bought one of those cheap Bofang UV5R B.
Nothing wrong with that. It'll get hotter than a $2 pistol, though.
Where this repeater antenna is located, is this like on top of the grain elevator in Frankenmuth?
Okay, this is a really cool system, so it's hard to tell where you're coming from. Like, where I'm coming in is at 12 Mile in Hoover in Warren, a suburb of Detroit. It's very possible yours is there, though.
Okay. kid, and it's one of those linking systems. Okay. Yeah, I haven't, that's kind of new to me. I did not know exactly how that worked. Very interesting.
Hey, Tom, I got to run into work real quick here. It was really good talking, but I hope you get to talk to you soon. I'll be on in a few minutes, though. Anyway, this is, if you search Google for Central Michigan Emergency Network, Central Michigan Emergency Network, they have a whole bunch of different networks they put up. It's a really cool system. But anyway, I really, really got to go. This is Benjamin out. This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Thank you very much, Tom. 73.
Good talking to you. Thanks for the info. KF8, DC Zulu. Have a good night.